council meeting for May 28th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Move that we adopt the agenda.
And a motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Brown, to adopt the agenda as presented.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rappelman.
Yes.
Tracy Brooks.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ryan Groves.
Yes.
Kelly Rose.
Yes.
Tim Saunders.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Approval of minutes for May 13th.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Vice President Rappelman, to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rappelman.
Yes.
Tracy Brooks.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ryan Groves.
Yes.
Kelly Rose.
Yes.
Tim Saunders.
Yes.
And the minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. We did want to mention that we are in the presence of a Sagamore the Wabash recipient, Mr. Rising. Well, and congratulations on 200 years. Okay, anybody else?
I'd like to congratulate the Lincoln High School baseball team on winning the sectional championship this weekend. And good luck Saturday in Evansville.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to congratulate and thank the many, many volunteers that made Vincennes the place to be for Memorial Day weekend. The spirit of Vincennes Rendezvous certainly takes a great many volunteers to put that event on, but we also had Memorial Day services by veterans organizations, and certainly salute them for what they've done as well.
Okay. Anyone else? Not. We'll move to committee chair reports. Being none, report of city officers.
I was just thinking I wanted to let everybody know that I reported at the Board of Works meeting we had had an accident with one of our vehicles here in the last month or so. It was not at our fault and was found that way. It was totaled, and we have recently received the check for that, and so we are looking at replacing that. It's very close to the amount that it will take to get that vehicle back out on the road. And I believe with that check from the insurance, and we had a little bit of money that came in from auctioning some of the abandoned or the older vehicles a while back, I think we'll be able to get the vehicle turned around and back out on the road. But I just want to make you aware of that, because at some point you'll see a vehicle come through again. And so we're working to get that back out on the road. Thanks.
Okay, old business. Ordinance 2/2019, additional appropriation for River Walk today in part of the amount of $150,522. Your first reading is May 13th.
I move that we have a second reading for ordinance 2/2019.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Vice President Rappelman, second reading for ordinance 2/2019.
Ordinance 2/2019, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2, $115,522.
Discussion.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalea?
Yes.
And second reading passes by a vote of 7-0.
Move that we have a third reading of ordinance, 2-2019.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Mills, to have third and final reading of ordinance 2-2019.
Ordinance 2-2019, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2, $115,522.
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalea?
Yes.
And third and final reading passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business.
My name's Tim Thompson. I'm the chairman of the Vincennes Housing Authority Board. With me here today is my vice chair, Sharon Walker, Janice Eads, Karen Tulliver, and Becky Bushy. They're board members that serve along with our executive director, Linda Frederick. Since 1976, the Vincennes Housing Authority has paid to the city a total of $1,118,278 in lieu of taxes. The Vincennes Housing Authority owns and maintains 347 apartments and assists up to 372 families out in the community with rent and utilities on our Section 8 program. We pay our landlords an average of $120,000 in rent each month. Currently, we have all of our 347 public housing units leased. We would like to thank Mary Oakham and the City Council, as well as other city officers and staff for working with the Housing Authority to make Vincennes a better place to live. Today, we present to you a check in the amount of $51,500, which is 10% of our shelter rent. Thank you.
And on behalf of the city, we want to say thank you very much, and you are always welcome to our meetings. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will move on to claims.
I move that we approve claims totaling $400,164.40. Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Vice President Ravalea, to approve claims in the amount of $400,164.40.
Question?
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Dan Ravalea?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Ryan Grove?
Yes.
And the claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Ms. Lanis? A couple things I want to mention. First is, I think I mentioned a couple months ago that they were going to start charging us to dump our recycling in the public. It used to be we could go dump it for free. Now we are going to pay the same tipping fee as we would as trash. I'm happy to say that Solid Waste District has agreed to pay those fees for us. So we'll continue with recycling and get it done for free. The other thing is, I'm working with our health insurance, and right now it looks like we are probably going to take a $500,000 decrease in what was dental type insurance. So it's all good. Does anybody have anything else?
Are they going to turn around and sell those recyclables?
Republic takes them to Indianapolis and sorts them and sells them or whatever.
Okay.
And we've always taken our recycling to Republic and dumped it for free.
Right, I knew that. I'm trying to figure out if, so we're paying them now to take the recyclables, the same fee that we pay for.
That's what's been charged.
As trash.
Solid waste will pay it for us.
Right, I understand that. I'm just trying to figure the angle out here on.
I think the recycling market is kind of in the dumps and.
This is a national.
I understand, yeah.
Public's fault. The markets have really deteriorated. Largely because China's not taking our waste, but some cities are ceasing to collect recyclables. I'm glad to say we're continuing that with the support of solid waste.
So they're not, I just want to make sure too, they're just not.
No, they're.
Turning that recyclable, they're not mixing it with their trash.
No, I think it's, they have a, it's called a MRF in Indianapolis that they take all that and they sort it and.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, if nothing else.
I just want to say, Mr. Mayor, one more thing. A month or so ago, I attended the CEO program out at the Highland Woods Community Center, and just by chance, Kelly Streeter and I converged on the cornhole exhibit at the same time, and we both looked at it at the same time, said that would be a great idea for the city and county employees to participate in a cornhole tournament. And so I wanted to check to see if it would be interested in maybe city council, if I could gather more information, bring it back to you next meeting and see what we can do.
So they're just wanting to give us another trophy or?
It's already got our name on it.
Okay.
It'd be hard for us to remain humble.
That's right, we'll try.
It's a good idea.
Thank you.
Anything else? If not, we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.